Well, today's message, as you can imagine, because it's Father's Day, we're going to have a Father's Day message. However, ladies, I'm going to be referring to him and son, but when Solomon is talking to his son, he's talking to the ladies too. You see, the great thing about our God, He is non-discriminatory. He considers us all equal when it comes to doing what He wants us to do. So the title of today's sermon is A Loving Father's Wisdom. And I'm just going to read the short scripture first. It comes out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. And we're going to look at verses 20 through 27. Solomon is saying, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil." This concludes the reading of God's Word. Let me just open real quick with a quick word of prayer. Father, I just thank you so much for, once again, for allowing me to come down and share your Word. I just ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit, and let the Holy Spirit fill each one here today. Let us be able to use this message for your glory and your will. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to see three lessons today that Solomon was teaching the young people of his day. And by the way, you're going to hear me talk about young and that kind of thing. You know, Jesus talked about let all the children come to him. Well, guess what? I personally believe, and it doesn't say this in scripture, but I personally believe that each one of us, because we're children of God, he is talking to us. Doesn't matter if we're one day old or if we're 99 years old. I firmly believe that. Okay? So we're going to see 3 points today. We're going to see how Solomon wants us to treasure his word. Secondly, we're going to talk about to purify our hearts. And thirdly, to monitor your steps. And by the way, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. So I want you to know I'm not out of this loop either. You see, these verses are a wonderful section to us as a personal spiritual inventory to see if we're really living in obedience to the Lord. Like a good father, Solomon uses his great wisdom. I'm going to stop right there in my notes. Solomon asks God the one thing that no other leader asks for. He asked for wisdom to lead the children of Israel. And guess what? God gave it to him. Consequently, there was no one wiser before him, and there's been no one wiser after him. And God gave him all the other things too. But as you will see, these powerful words are very applicable in today's world. And it will brighten our walk if we heed. And besides brightening our walk, the advice we gain from Solomon will also challenge our daily walk and our daily faith with Jesus. So let's get started with today's message, beginning with our first point, to treasure my words, in verses 20 through 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That's powerful words. You see in these verses, Solomon is pleading with his sons. Listen carefully to the wisdom he has now given him. In fact, as he's sharing these words of wisdom with his son, he's also sharing them with you and I today. And oh, by the way, if we heed these words, they will enhance our spiritual, our physical, and our emotional lives. David says this to Solomon in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. He says, "Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord, who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." You know, the children of Israel, they went back and forth with repentance. And then they forgot. And then they went back to repentance. You see, Solomon is suggesting that his son should hear this message from both God and his grandfather David. This wonderful wisdom, and receive it into his life and hold on to it. And what he wants is for both his son and us are to apply these tools in our daily life. He is warning his son not to let these words out of his sight and to treasure them in his heart, because the heart and the mind are one. So whatsoever is put into them will affect what comes out. Think about this for just a moment. And I don't know if you've ever heard this saying, but I've said it more than once to a lot of folks before I met you. You see, what we put in, if we put junk into our minds and hearts, what's going to come out? Junk. If we put good into our minds and hearts, what's going to come out? Good. You see, we have to focus on God's word. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 24 says this, "My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so that they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet." You see, God's word, this right here, God's word is life to those who receive it. And by the way, some of us have Bibles at home. And we only open them up on Sunday morning. But guess what? You ain't getting nothing out of that. You have to open it up. You see, God's Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I don't care who says what about that. This is God's Word. It's life. You know, some folks say that the Bible is antique. I beg to differ. You see, the Word delivers us from sin. It delivers us from stress that causes some of our illnesses. Think about that. It causes some of our illnesses. Now, I'm not saying that when we get sick, it's because we sin, because sometimes we get sick and that's out of our control. But when we're not following God's Word, just think about that. So let's look at our second point, to purify your heart. In verses 23 through 25, he says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issue of life. Put away from your deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. You see, we are to utilize our entire inner service to the Lord so that, think about it like this. Ask yourself what this includes when we're talking about the inner service. I'm going to tell you. He's talking about our minds. He's talking about our hearts. He's talking about our thoughts. He's talking about our feelings, our desires, our lips, and finally our eyes. You see, that's what God is talking about. That's what Solomon is explaining to us. And I'm going to say this just before I forget. You see, and I preached a Mother's Day service over in Bremerton, and I was talking about mom. And I was talking about, like, my mother, she has eyes on the back of her head. She knew what I was doing, okay? But in this case, God put two eyes on the front of our heads so that we can walk forward and not look backwards at the stuff we can't control. He wants us to move forward. As an infantry soldier, Jesus says, follow me. Look forward. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and we're going to look at verses 16 through 25. And Mike does not have these slides. This is one of the ones I told you that Mike don't have. Galatians chapter 5. Verses 16 through 25. And we're going to see how the Apostle Paul puts it to us. You know, the Apostle Paul, he's like one of my favorite apostles. Because we can learn so much from him. Not that we don't learn from the others. Beginning in verse 16. He says, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are, and I have to believe that Paul was talking about our day, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentious, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's a long list. But in verse 22, he gives us another list. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are in Christ have been crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You see, Paul is very clear about what we need to do. And whether we know it or not, the mind, again, is the central nervous system for our thoughts and our reasoning processes, while the heart does with our emotions. And it allows what we put into our minds consequently comes out in our speech. Once again, junk in, junk out. Good stuff in, good stuff out. Jesus teaches he talks to us about the fruit in people's lives in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. Jesus is telling us, for a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks. You see, our minds are very vulnerable, and we must protect them and purify them on a daily basis. Again, staying in God's Word. You see, we must always monitor our conversations, for what we allow to occupy in our minds and hearts will directly impact our speech, and our speech must not be perverse or coarse, but it must be honest and loving. Loving. You see, if we fill our minds and hearts with God's Word, as I said earlier, then our speech will be the very essence of Jesus, and our speech will show love, it will show kindness, it will be genuine, and it will show concern for others. You know, my mom, I love my mother. My mother used to tell us all the time, people aren't listening sometimes to what you say. They're watching your actions. Meaning, you're speaking to people whether you open your mouth or not. Do it with kindness. You see, our eyes should be totally focused and directly on Jesus, so that we're not glancing from side to side and being led into temptation, and to keep them on a straight path. And it's the same for them as it is for us. And we need to stay in God's Word and stay focused on Jesus. The Hebrew writer says this in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. He says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured a cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discourage your souls. Would you not agree with me that every day our minds were bombarded with all kinds of negative things? And it'll take our focus off the Lord and threaten our spiritual relationships. You know, and I was talking to some folks not too long ago. You don't have to look far for the negativity. All you got to do is turn on that thing called a TV. And I don't care what news channel you're listening to. The first thing is breaking news about how somebody got murdered or how some business got broken into or how somebody it's not good. Very seldom you hear something good on the news. You see, this is why we have to stay in God's Word, which brings us to our third point for today. We need to monitor our steps. In verses 26 through 27, Solomon tells us, ponder the path of your feet. Let all of your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. You see, if we purpose in our life to walk the righteous path, then our pathway will be lit and be safe to travel. You know, Jesus often talks about being the light. In the book of Psalms, there's a verse that talks about walking the path with light. You see, while we are walking, think about this. While we're walking, we're going down this street. And there are side streets to the left and to the right of these streets. And the same thing is with our spiritual walk. You see, we have streets that are filled with temptations that are designed to specifically cause us to sin. You know, Satan and his minions is watching us. They're doing intel on us, okay? So they know what our desires are. They know what our quirks are. And we're going down this street. And they may say, psst, psst, hey, come over here. I want to show you something. And you go over there. And then you find out it's not as good as you thought it was. I remember growing up. And I remember the cartoon. One shoulder had an angel, the other shoulder had Satan or a devil on the other side. And both of them are talking to the character. Psst, you don't want to do that. Yes, you want to do this. Come. We'll have a good time. Psst. No, don't do it. And the guy don't do it, and he flicks him off, right? You see? That's what Satan does to us. Remember Flip Wilson? He used to say, the devil made me do it. Okay? But I want you to know, the devil can't make you do anything that you don't want to do because you're a child of God, and all you got to do is say, in the name of Jesus, get away from me. Right? Yeah. In the book of Deuteronomy, and this is the other section that Mike doesn't have, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 32 through 33. Moses tells us this. In verse 32, he says, "Therefore you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or the left. You shall walk in all of the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess." Now I want to take just a moment before I go on. Where he says in verse 33, "You shall walk in some of the ways." Is that what Moses said? He said always. Yes, always. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, the Hebrew writer tells us this: "Therefore, strengthen your hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make your path straight for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." He wants us to do what he tells us to do. You see, although we are tempted to turn down some of those streets that I talked about, ask yourselves this question: if Jesus were to come right now, or when you're going down those paths, would he be happy that we travel through this area? Think about that. By the way, I'm talking about me too. I'm human. You see, we must always remember that we carry God's Holy Spirit with us as God's kids. Once we ask Jesus to come into our heart, we have a helper. It's the Holy Spirit. And by the way, the Holy Spirit is our GPS. We should always be careful of where we're taking the Holy Spirit. Think about this, and I thought about this morning as I was getting ready, about the GPS. How many times do we put an address into the GPS? GPS is taking us down this road, and then all of a sudden, we get off track. And the GPS is you're right. Turn next turn. Make a U-turn. Make a U-turn. See, that's what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Make a U-turn. Get back on track. You see, although the traveled path may be pleasing to our eyes, it may be damaging to our spiritual life with Jesus. Our chosen path may cause us to stumble, which, by the way, there are many examples of people in Scripture that took their eyes off of the Lord, and guess what? They stumble. Examples are Moses. Moses was a great prophet. David, King David, Solomon's father. He stumbled with Bathsheba. Solomon himself stumbled because he got too proud. And there's many examples throughout both the Old Testament and the New Testament of folks who fell off and stumbled because they took their eyes off of Jesus. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says this: Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, so that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it the right hand or the left, that you may prosper everywhere you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You know, our God is an awesome God. Our God never forgets a promise that He makes to us. It may take a little while because everything done in His timing, but He never forgets us. He always takes care of us. You see, sometimes turning the left or the right may be a viable shortcut, but that shortcut could be the very beginning of a lot of great storms in your path, because we're not following where we're being directed to. So in closing, let us all heed these valuable words of Solomon and teach them to everyone who has not only an ear to hear, but a heart to listen. And I'm going to paraphrase something here. God told the children of Israel to teach their kids so that they have it in their heart day and night. That's what we're supposed to do.